USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says his administration helped the Dow Jones Industrial Average pass a 30,000 milestone for the first time.
The stock market's just broken 30,000. Never been broken, that number. That's a sacred number, 30,000. That's the ninth time since the beginning of 2020. And it's the 48th time that we've broken records in during the Trump administration.
Purdue Pharma, the manufacturer of the drug OxyContin, is admitting to playing a role in the country's opioid crisis. Purdue Pharma Chairman Steve Miller pleading guilty on behalf of the company today to three criminal charges. Although the plea agreement last month called for $8.3 billion in penalties, the federal judge overseeing today's hearing is holding the company liable for only $225 million. USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says his agency is already working with the incoming Biden administration on the transition of power, not serving hypocrisy for Thanksgiving.
Governor Andrew Cuomo will no longer see his elderly mother and two daughters for Thanksgiving after facing backlash for contradicting his own advice to stay away from loved ones. He said in a radio interview Monday on WAMC-FM that his 89-year-old mother and two daughters, none of whom live with him, will attend Thanksgiving at his home. Following backlash, his spokesman now tells the Daily Caller that given the current circumstances with COVID, he will have to work through Thanksgiving and will not be seeing them. Though his Thanksgiving plans did comply with his own order that no more than 10 people gather, the plans do contradict the CDC's guidance that the safest way to celebrate Thanksgiving is to celebrate at home with the people you live with. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
President Trump taking part in a Thanksgiving tradition of pardoning a turkey.
Thorne, I hereby grant you a full pardon. Thank you, Thorne.
Voters on Twitter saying Corn should get the presidential pardon over his buddy Cobb, but don't worry, both Corn and Cobb will be living out the rest of their days at Iowa State University.
After today's ceremony, these birds will retire under the care of skilled veterinarians at Iowa State University, a tremendous university, in Ames.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo blaming China for the coronavirus outbreak.
Kuwait and around the world are suffering because the Chinese Communist Party failed to properly alert the world that it had a public health disaster on its hands.
Pompeo speaking at an event with the foreign minister of Kuwait, also saying the United States and Kuwait have a special relationship.
Kuwait is one of our most important strategic partners throughout the Middle East, and our administration has worked hard to deepen the historic bonds between our two countries.
Pennsylvania's Department of State on Tuesday certified the results of the November 3rd election, according to Democratic Governor Tom Wolf. The governor saying Joe Biden earned the Keystone State's 20 electoral votes. The Dow topped 30,000 for the first time, marking a rapid turnaround since the index fell below 19,000 in the early days of the pandemic. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.